Ej, pa kaj ti res nimaš noč za fak za narest?
Ne, dolg čas.
Ne skrb, imam jaz neki zate. Posluš tole.
Pa kaj mi to daješ, neko sranje?
A ni to nobeno sranje, to je unikompleks. Če faks ne razmiga tvojih možganov, ti pa to zihar bo. Posluš.
Pozdravljeni v oddaji Unikompleks. Z vami bova danes Kuki in Maco.
Ja, bova prebrala nekaj. Ne?
Boš ti uvod prebral.
Ok, dej.
Vloga univerze pri menedžeriranju migrantskih tokov.
Počasi končujemo cikel unikompleksov na temo migrantov in izobraževanja, v katerem je univerzitetna redakcija Radija Študent raziskovala vse, od šolanja beguncev med jugoslovansko vojno do možnosti za izobraževanje v današnji situaciji. V tokratnem unikompleksu bomo, kakor je razvidno že iz naslova, vloga univerze pri menedžeriranju migrantskih tokov razglabljali o vlogi univerze pri državnih politikah do migrantov.
Ne moremo mimo dejstva, da je akademska sfera skoncentrirana okoli univerzitetnih središč pomemben konstitutivni del države, ki za oblasti analizira in interpretira dogajanje po eni strani, te razvija metode in tehnologije, ki naj bi razrešile situacijo po drugi. Akademiki kot nosilci razsvetljene misli tako lahko obenem pozivajo k humanosti pri delu z migranti, medtem ko razvijajo varnostno nadzorovalne tehnologije, namenjene ravno razčlovečenju te iste skupine ljudi.
Pa nikakor ne gre za nekakšno skizofrenijo univerze, ampak za učinkovito sodelovanje s preostalimi akterji, ki v zadnjem času složno izvajajo evropsko politiko dehumanizacije in institucionalizacije življenj migrantov, militarizacije ter zapiranja mej, čemur pa se med drugim zoperstavljajo tudi številna antiautoritarna gibanja. Z enim od takšnih kolektivov, vpetih v solidarni boj z migranti, nam je za današnjo oddajo uspelo narediti tudi intervju.
V oddaji bomo poslušali posnetek intervjuja s člani iz kvota IFANET, ki se politično opredeljujejo kot antiautoritarni avtonomni anarhistični kolektiv. Gre za kolektiv iz grškega Soluna, ki so ga nekateri člani redakcije uspeli spoznati na No Border Campu minulo poletje. Nekaterem so predstavili besedilo za naslov The Role of the University in the Management of Migration Flow in ki ga lahko najdete tudi na povezavi pod oddajo.
Kolektiv je aktivno vpet v boje proti izkoriščanju in državni politiki zatiranja, tudi na področju migrantov. Skupaj s tam zelo močnim antiautoritarnim gibanjem in migranti vzpostavljajo No Border kuhinje, z migranti skvotirajo stanovanja, podirajo meje in se borijo proti raznovrstnim migrantskim centrom ter represivnemu postopanju države, ki na meji s Turčijo gradi zid, zapira ljudi v koncentracijska taborišča in čovne, napolnjene z migranti, s pomočjo mednarodnih policijskih enot z nevarnimi manevri pa potiska nazaj na odprto morje.
Začetkom intervjuja pa še malo muzike iz atenske DIY scene. We'll be right back. Vami še vedno oddaja Unikompleks, ki se tokrat sprašuje o vlogi univerze pri menedžeriranju migranskih tokov. Pogovarjali smo se s kolektivom IFANET, za začetek nas je zanimalo, odkot jim ideja za besedilom.
So, to start this text was written as an input for our presentation at the No Border Camp at Thessaloniki 2016. So, we decided to write this text for a number of reasons. Some of these are that members of our collective, of Fabrica IFANET, had been involved in various struggles within the university the previous years. And also, lately we have been observing a rise in the number of anthropological and sociological papers regarding the issue of migration. So we would like to illuminate the role of the university in the formation of the anti-immigration policy of the Greek state. And that's the reason why we decided to focus on this topic.
Glede na to, da univerzo skozi zgodovino ponavadi dojemamo kot progresivni element v družbi, nas je zanimalo, kako univerzo vidijo umeščeno v sodobno kapitalistično ureditev oziroma ali je akademski svet še ta progresivni družbeni akter.
Yeah, so look, universities are not institutions where independent and autonomous knowledge is produced, but all capitalist relations are reproduced within the university. The university is a dynamic part of capitalist relations, since from the one hand it streamlines the workforce according to capitalist needs, and on the other hand, it is the means of organizing research to produce useful knowledge for bosses. It also tries to be aligned with market needs, but this is not always achieved efficiently, and at the same time, the higher education bodies have been changing to serve the demands of the capitalist accumulation. For this to be achieved, the university nowadays is getting gradually privatized, and the cost of studies is transferred to the students. Well, we do not actually preach free and public education, nor do we believe that the privatization of the university is necessary for the external financing of research. The external financing of research can be done also nowadays, without the private, with the public universities. And actually, the universities are financed by private bodies and companies in order to produce research results which are useful to the reproduction of the capitalist relations. This process creates a bidirectional and independent relationship between academic research, state and businesses.
V zadnjem času lahko znova spremljamo povečanje militarizacije v Evropi, pri kateri sodelujejo tudi univerze. V svojem besedilu kolektiv IFANET opiše tudi nekatera sodelovanja univerze s projekti represivnih državnih organov in zasebnih varnostnih korporacij.
Yeah, we have quite some of these examples lately. We see that various schools, professors and postgraduate or research programs are financed by companies, by NATO or national armies in order to produce knowledge and innovations which will be useful for the various goals of these organizations. Some examples of this include the JSON program from the Greek University, which was conducted at the Engineering School of the National Technical University of Athens, which attempts to combine satellite systems, telecommunication technologies, and images that are obtained by ground and aerial receivers, so in order to achieve a better surveillance of the borders. And this, of course, aims to reduce the number of illegal migrants that enter the European Union. Another example is the wall against migration, the so-called fence in Evros, that has been constructed in 2011 to 2012. And this also includes lots of other cameras and security stuff that will prevent the migration from the land borders through Turkey. The construction of the control systems and technologies was co-funded by national resources and the External Borders Fund, and it was only fully implemented at the National Technical University of Athens, in the laboratories, I mean, of this university. And lastly, another program is the Poseidon program, which aims more to strictly control the sea borders, and has as a aim the development of a smart and viable system of surveillance of marine space using cameras and sensor networks. And this has the aim to notify the authorities in time in case of illegal migrants trying to cross the sea borders. These are three examples of research conducted the last 3 to 4 years in the Greek universities.
Opala, kot rečeno, ima univerza lahko tudi humanejši obraz, vendar je za samoorganizirana antiavtoritarna gibanja od spodaj zelo pomembna tudi distinkcija med solidarnostjo z migranti in dobrodelnostjo oziroma humanitarizmom, ki v skladu s krščansko etiko migrante viktimizira in jih spreminja v nebogljene begunce. Tudi v kolektivu IFANET so do humanega obraza, ki ga kaže univerza, kritični, saj menijo, da ne razrešuje bistva težave, ampak težavo naredi le humanejšo in lepšo na pogled.
Yeah, okay. Since summer 2015, the official rhetoric of the Greek state regarding migration has drastically changed towards a more humanitarian direction. And this is also the public face of the university and what the university also wants to do. In relation with the military programs that we have discussed above. We want to point that these university actions regarding immigrants were much more weighted things, such as capital flows and to and from the institutions are setting up the anti-migration policy. We do not believe that the notion of charity is something separating or confrontational to the anti-migration policy. The illegal immigrants may have been renamed refugees and the humanitarian rhetoric may prevail in the public domain. However, we think the militarization of the immigration management system lately, with the police and the army taking over a large chunk of it, clearly shows that no matter how charitable it may appear at a rhetorical level, the anti-migration policy's core aim with the separations that imposes the illegalization of immigrants and the repression, is to ensure that migrants will remain disciplined, inexpensive and easily manageable workforce. So we think that philanthropic actions can make the conditions of this management more bearable to a certain degree by responding to the stable needs of the immigrants. But on the other hand, they are instituting and normalizing charity as another name for solidarity without solving in the real core the problems. So this is also the role of the university inside the public sphere, we can say.
Morda se na prvi pogled zdi, da gre za spopad znotraj univerze, pri čemer se konzervativna frakcija zauzema za izdelavo orožja, medtem ko se progresivna bojuje za uresničevanje človekovih pravic in preostalih iz humanizma izhajajočih idealov. Vendar pa lahko, ko se malo poglobimo v ta antagonizem, ugotovimo, da gre za eno in isto strukturno funkcijo univerze v sodobni družbi.
We believe in general that there is no neutral university that focuses solely on knowledge. The university is an integral part of the capitalist machine, so its connection with the programs like those above, with the production of knowledge and technology for the border military, is not a deviation from its main function, but an integral part of it. At the same time, we can see another face of the university, the public one, that project the solidarity by making announcements or by providing the relocation centers with food supplies and even volunteers and students, student volunteers. At the same time, with these projects, with the military projects and the knowledge that they're providing to the military, and at the, on the same side of this phase of the university, there is also a number of progressive academics that have come mostly those of humanitarian studies. That have come to the foreground of the occasion of the migrant issue by organizing conferences, projects, surveys with their students, progressive coursings, and writing, and they write also papers that about more sensitive issues as the migration, gender, and social movements. But we can see so these two functions of the university, let's say. However, we do not believe that the institution of the university suffers from some kind of bipolar disorder. But the bargain described above and the public charity rhetoric are tied with the state anti-migration policy, which manages to contribute to deaths at the borders by military means while preaching the gospel of refugees crisis and solidarity at the same time.
Zastavlja se torej vprašanje, ali lahko družboslovne, humanistične in antropološke prispevke progresivnih akademikov enačimo z inovatorji modernih oborožitvenih sistemov. In če ne, v kakšnem smislu ti kljub svoji pozitivni naravnanosti vplivajo na negativno razreševanje migrantske problematike in v čem se razlikujejo od antagonističnega zunaj institucionalnega gibanja?
Okay, first of all, we would like to point out that in our text, we are not trying to say that this is good or bad, but we're trying to illuminate the different aspects of the anti-migrant policy and to see how these things function in order to understand and to organize our struggles in the future. So, talking about the anthropological, sociological, etc. researches, we're not saying that these are good or bad, and that's it. But in our text, we try to see how these things work and what's their role in the anti-migrant policy
which doesn't mean that this is only good or only bad, that things are more complex. Thus, of course, we don't see that, we don't say that the building the wall in Evros is the same thing with writing a paper and talking about the freedom of crossing the borders for the migrants. Of course, we don't say that these things are the same bad. But we say that progressive academia research may promote a radical overview on the topic of the migration, illuminating it from a point of view which seems very similar to ours. However, all these research, which coexist harmonically within the academic institution with the staff who manages death and the borders, does not stop being used by the state, as it enriches its knowledge about migrating populations and their resistances. All this knowledge is an arm for the state, informing their anti-migration policy in the future. Somewhere there is a line that should be drawn between the antagonistic movement and the progressive academia. And also we would like to say that all these things also have a personal bonus for the academic staff. Some conferences that are being organized, some scholarships that people take, some careers that are being made with these things. To sum up, our perspective talks about solidarity outside the academic classrooms, far away from those who think that the academics produce the theory and the social movements just give the hands for it. And our perspective is there where the migrants are not the objects of some academic papers, but the subjects of our common struggles.
φωτιά τυγεύεται. Σαν δρόμο κάποιος που ουρλιάζει μια φωνή και μια ζωή που φλέγεται. Η πόλη καίγεται, η πόλη καίγεται, η πόλη καίγεται. Τρέξαμε αμέσως μπροστά για να αγγίξουμε αυτή τη στιγμή. Κάναμε χρόνια να φτιάξουμε φως. Εγώ τρέξαμε αμέσως μπροστά για να αγγίξουμε αυτή τη γιορτή.
Včasih končujemo tokratni Unikompleks, v katerem smo se pogovarjali o vlogi univerze pri menedžeriranju migrantskih tokov. Ker se nam je že ravno uspelo pogovarjati z anarhisti iz Grčije, ki je znana po močnem antiautoritarnem gibanju, smo člane kolektiva IFANET vprašali še, kakšna je trenutna situacija pri njih.
Anarhistično gibanje z migranti je v Grčiji po eni strani uspelo zgraditi veliko odmevnih inicijativ in projektov, o katerih smo na Radiu Študente že veliko krat poročali. Svojo moč pa reprezentira tudi v konfrontacijah s policijo v mestih, na mejah in pred migrantskimi centri. Vendar je kljub temu videti, da je grška družba čedalje bolj militarizirana, migranti je pa institucionalizirani in izolirani od preostale populacije.
Na koncu letošnjega julija so se na mednarodnem No Border Campu, kamor je prišlo okoli 2000 antiautoritarcev iz Evrope in tudi od drugod, zgodile številne diskusije in direktne akcije, med drugim so zaseli tudi nove prostore za migrantske družine, čemur pa so nažalost, a pričakovano, sledili represija ter sodni postopki proti aktivistom. Poslušamo torej, kakšna je situacija danes.
To begin with, things are just like you described it before, which means that the borders closed since last year. The migrants who are now in Greece, they are relocated in some specific centers outside of the center of the cities, which are like prisons. We talk about 1,000 or more population that they are being sustained in these camps. They cannot go out or they live in big tents in very bad conditions. Without hot water or heating at all. And after summer, many have died in the relocation camps outside Thessaloniki or even in other cities in Greece. In the summer here in Thessaloniki, we organized with other collectives from Greece. The No Border Camp in the University of Thessaloniki. And after the No Border, the police evacuated three housing squads that there were in our city. So now, talking about the migration issue and the movement here in Thessaloniki after the evacuation and the No Border, what we are trying to do is, first of all, try to enrich and... to continue all these relationships that were produced in the No Border camp and in the house squad in Orfanotrofio and elsewhere in Thessaloniki the previous year. So in this, to do this, we are trying to organize meetings with the migrants. They come and inform us about the situation in Oreo Castro camps and elsewhere around Thessaloniki, and the conditions and what is going on in the center, in the camps, and with the police and the NGOs, etc. And also we organized demonstrations in the center of the city of Thessaloniki after we learned about the deaths of some migrants in the relocation camps. And of course, we also organize often some collective kitchen of migrants and locals in our squad in Fanet, and try to talk and organize with the migrants. Also, we're going to camps often to intervene in the camps. And of course, after the evacuation, a huge discussion in Thessaloniki for the movement is how we're going to respond to the evacuation with a new house plan with the characteristics that we want.
Vloga univerze pri menedžeriranju očitno ni zanemarljiva. Čeprav se mnogi akademiki borijo za boljši položaj migrantov v družbi, to še ne pomeni, da se lahko iztrgajo iz mašinerije, ki njihov znanstveni doprinos uporabi za boljše razumevanje situacije in kovanje bodočih antimigrantskih politik. Zato je postavljanje lastnega delovanja v širši kontekst zelo pomembno pri osmišljanju svojih akademskih doprinosov v dani situaciji.
In ti je bilo všeč?
Ej, nagovor, hitro vzem un slovar, tam z police pa teva ponovit vajo.
A, sem rekla, da ta unikompleks trga gate.
Unikompleks razmiga tiste možganske celice, za katere niste vedeli, da jih sploh še imate.
Ακούτε Radio Student. Σας ευχόμαστε γάμα το σήμα και εικόνα που τα σπάει.